This is program number ALW2480. Well, you know, if there's one fellow I admire, it's the guy who has a lot of self-confidence. Hi, this is Larry West. Ever heard of the Texas Rangers? Texans would like for you to believe that everybody in the world has heard of the Texas Rangers. Anyway, an early captain of the Texas Rangers, a guy by the name of Bill McDonald, received a request one day from a nearby town asking that a company of Rangers come to suppress a riot. Well, McDonald showed up by himself, unaccompanied. The Citizens Committee, upon seeing the lone Texas Ranger, were disappointed. They said, "We wanted a whole company of you guys, not just one ranger." And McDonald said, "Well, you ain't got but one mob, don't you?" If there's one fellow I admire, it's the guy who has a lot of self-confidence. You know, there's a fine line between having a lot of self-confidence and being filled with senseless pride. I say it's a fine line, it is, but there is a definite difference. The Bible says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Pride is that haughty spirit that brags, but self-confidence is a genuine conviction not concerned about pompous parades. Maybe I can illustrate what I'm talking about today. Frankie Simansky, a star center for Notre Dame a number of years ago, was called to court as a witness one day in a civil suit. During the trial, the judge asked him, "Are you on the Notre Dame football team?" And Simansky said, "Yes, Your Honor." "What position?" "I play center, Your Honor." Then the judge asked him, "How good a center are you?" Well, Simansky squirmed in his chair and, turning red, was obviously embarrassed at the question. After an uncomfortable silence, he, to everyone's amazement, blurted out, "Sir, I'm the best center Notre Dame ever had." Well, Simansky's coach, a man named Frank Leahy, was sitting there in the courtroom and was amazed because he knew that Simansky was extremely modest, a very unassuming fellow. He was surprised that Simansky would make such a statement. And the coach later asked Simansky why he had praised himself so highly. And Simansky told him, "Coach," he said, "I hated to say that, but," he said, "after all, I was under oath." Now, the difference between pride and self-confidence, and like I say, it's often a very fine line between the two, but there is a difference. The difference is attitude, often demonstrated in such trivial ways as a face turning red, like Simansky's that day in the courtroom, and an uncomfortable pause in answer to a straightforward question. Simansky knew his abilities. He just didn't buy advertising space in the New York Times. Humble self-confidence is what I think, well, George Washington Carver had. Now, you know who George Washington Carver was. His scientific work that became world known was related to the peanut. Here's what once Carver said about it. He said, "When I was young, I said to God, 'God, tell me the mystery of the universe.' But," he said, "God answered, 'That knowledge is reserved for me alone.' So I said, 'God, tell me the mystery of the peanut.' And then God said, 'Well, George, that's more your size.' And he told me." Mr. Carver knew that he knew a lot about the peanut, and he had humble self-confidence. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Remember, pride goeth before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. That's what the Bible says. Yet humble self-confidence breeds success. Here's my challenge for you today. The only way you can really humble your self-confidence is to consciously give God the credit for the abilities you have. Thank Him for the gift. That'll keep you humble. You know, it's amazing. It's all wrapped up in attitude. But attitude is well-rounded, is healthy, only when a person gives God the credit as God deserves it. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life? I'd sure like to send it to you. You know, there's something that controls each of our lives. For some, it's money. For others, it's prestige. For others, it's pride. Pride controls their lives. They have more than just self-confidence. They're proud of it. What controls your life? Write me for this pamphlet. It is yours, free of charge. What controls your life? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.